KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Tomorrow is Election Day. Polls will open at 7 in the morning and close at 8 o'clock in the evening. Along with the general election, there is a no municipal runoff election for two city council seats, with three candidates vying for the job on the city council last month. Candidates failed to acquire 50% of the votes plus one. For tomorrow's election, City Clerk Tom Moran says whoever gets the most votes will be seated in the council. On the ballot, Stan Anderson faces challenger Jim West Jr. For City Council Seat C, incumbent Randy Pomeranz is running against Randy Oles. Only 751 ballots were counted out of the 2,356 eligible voters in Nome in last month's election. While the state of Alaska is responsible for tomorrow's general election, Nome City Clerk Tom Moran runs the city elections.
In October 2nd, 29% of the registered voters turned out to vote, which is a kind of shockingly low number, especially because in Nome, really everywhere is within walking distance to the polling place, which is Old St. Joe's.
The runoff municipal election will take place simultaneously with the general election. The general election typically brings in more voters than the primaries. Moran hopes to see Nome voters show up and cast their ballots tomorrow.
When you're electing the body that is in charge of fiscal management for the city, that approves the direction the city is going, the body that pretty much makes every single decision at the most foundational level for Nome, we'd obviously like to see as many people turn out as possible, and we're hoping that having the runoff election on the presidential election day might increase the votership.
For the general election, voters will decide the presidency. There's also a race for United States Representative. Nearly 40-year Congressman Don Young faces Democrat Sharon Cisna. For State Senator for District T, Donnie Olson faces Alan Minish. Voters will also decide whether or not to approve a bond for state transportation projects. If approved, $10 million will go toward the City of Nome's port development project. Voters will also decide whether or not the state of Alaska should hold a constitutional convention. If approved, a convention would take place to amend, revise, or alter the Alaska state constitution. Again, the municipal runoff election and the general election will take place tomorrow. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. We will have live coverage of results tomorrow evening. Stay tuned to KNOM. The Bering Straits Native Corporation closed last Thursday on the transfer of the Alaska Gold Company from NovaGold. The purchase was for all the properties owned by the Alaska Gold Company, including Rock Creek Mine in Nome, in the amount of $6.4 million. BSNC's Vice President of Resources and External Affairs, Matt Ganley.
Alaska Gold Company, as a company, will not go away. Now, what Bering Straits has done is purchase the company whole, all of its assets, the company in total, and is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Bering Straits Native Corporation.
BSNC President and CEO Gail Schubert says that there were not specific negotiations about the Rock Creek Mine in this transaction with NovaGold. She says there were early talks to purchase the Rock Creek Mine, but after further discussions with board and staff members, it was determined that purchasing the Alaska Gold Company in whole would provide greater opportunities.
Well, we will become, as I am aware, the largest landowner in and around the Nome area, and we're excited about the possibilities that that brings. There are possible economic development and other opportunities that we would want to look into, because local employment, and that includes both our shareholders and non-shareholders, is really an important matter with the board, and that's something that we support.
Schubert says they're still in the process of formulating a plan for all the properties purchased. John Marvin Jr. will likely spend the next 119 years in prison. Marvin was convicted Saturday of two counts of first-degree murder. That was for the deaths of Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokuoka in Hoonah on August 28, 2010. A jury of 10 men and 2 women reached a verdict at about noon Saturday in Juneau Superior Court after 11 hours of deliberations that started on Friday. Marvin, now 47 years old, will be sentenced to a prison term of 20 to 99 years for the murder of Tokuoka and 99 years for the murder of Wallace. Sentencing is scheduled for February 1st. The White House has released a proclamation acknowledging November as National Native American Heritage Month. Signed by President Barack Obama, the release emphasizes the importance of culture and tradition of Alaska Natives and American Indians. The letter also says the importance of recognizing historical prejudices and injustices as new policies and attempts are made to strengthen relationships between tribal governments and the U.S. federal government. The president also declared November 23rd as Native American Heritage Day. The Nome Belts High School volleyball team won the Western Conference Tournament in Barrow this past weekend. Nome defeated Kotzebue in three sets, and in the championship game, they beat Barrow in five sets, winning the fifth set 15-9. Nome's Taylor Pomeranz and Devin and Dylan Johnson were named to the all-tournament team. The Nanooks were and remain the only undefeated team in the region. The volleyball team is led by new coaches this year, head coach Lucas Frost and assistant coaches Bill Magnus and Sini Holly. They head to the state tournament this coming weekend. The last time Nome qualified for the state volleyball tournament was in 2005. The state 3A volleyball tournament will be held at the Menard Sports Center in Wasilla this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Nome will first face Monroe Catholic. Congratulations to the Western Conference Tournament champions, the Nome Belts Nanooks. The price of gold in New York is up $6.30 an ounce to $1,684.20. An ounce of silver is up 18 cents to $31.19, and a pound of zinc at 82 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:53 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 10 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.